women reporters. They're everywhere now, but not so long ago, they were rare enough to turn heads. The first female journalist many baby boomers knew, Brenda Starr, the heroine of the comic strip Brenda Starr Reporter. Her creator, Dale Messick, died this week. She was 98. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
Back in the 1940s and 50s, young girls were encouraged to grow up to be teachers and nurses and secretaries. They were not supposed to become business executives or doctors, and aside from covering teas and fashion for the women's pages, they weren't seen in newsrooms very often either. Enter Dale Messick. The former Dahlia Messick was born in South Bend, Indiana on April 11, 1906, and she scribbled and drew all through school. After studying art, she worked at a couple of greeting card companies and inked comic strips in the evening after work. In 1940, when she decided to make stripping, as artists call it, her day job, Messick dropped Dahlia and became Dale. The editors of cartoon syndicates thought Dale was a man and invited her to show her work. They were astonished to see a petite beauty walk through the door, portfolio in hand. They swallowed hard and hired her. Brenda Starr became a roaringly popular strip. The comic heroine's first name came from famous 1930s debutante Brenda Fraser. Her red hair and glamour, Messick says, were inspired by film icon Rita Hayworth. Messick herself was pretty glamorous. Her granddaughter, Laura Rorman, says Messick was the one who taught her how to apply mascara. While making dinner once, Rorman says her grandmother passed on some playful advice.
She pulled out an apron, and she told me if I want to get a man that I should wear this and nothing else. It was kind of funny and embarrassing.
Brenda Starr's life mirrored Dale's in some ways. There were the clothes and the glamour, of course. And then there was Brenda's beau, the devastatingly handsome Basil St. John. He had a mysterious ailment that was only kept in check by regular infusions of serum made from rare black orchids found only in the Amazon jungle. Both Basil and the orchids had their genesis in real life. In a 1991 interview with NPR's Leanne Hansen, Dale Messick remembers that 5 years into Brenda Starr, the Chicago Tribune editors decided she needed some help.
So they got me this artist. He was tall, dark, and handsome with a black patch over one eye. I had to let him go after a week because he wasn't any good as an artist to help me. But I never forgot him.
Soon after that, someone sent her black orchids anonymously, and the rest is comic strip history. At its height, Brenda Starr appeared in over 250 papers nationwide. Brenda and Messick lived through World War II, Korea and Vietnam, through 60s activism, 70s feminism, and 80s power suits. Dale Messick stopped inking Brenda Starr in 1985. Other artists draw it now. But when she was 85, Messick began a monthly strip, Granny Glamour, and continued till she was 92. Shortly after that, Messick suffered a stroke and her health declined. She died on Tuesday at age 98. Today, women reporters populate newsrooms around the country, although nobody has managed to duplicate Brenda's trademark glamour. Not at these salaries, anyway. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.